It has the pit, it has mamish dirt under the godim. Or in the Kuroyim, or else the begodim was ripped, and now the Yovan Avedosa, the Kohen does the avoid like this, with these type of begodim, in these cases, then the locher is tsula, it's possible. So Rashi says, the Kuroyim, if it's ripped, meaning, the afilu heim chadosh, meaning even if they're new begodim, still, since they're ripped, it's a psul, the lav degru, it's not called a begod, horoyele avoido. Tevinin lechovin lesephoros, it has to be lechovin lesephoros, and if it's ripped, that's not called the beged of a kohen, therefore it's a psul. The Omer of Yudom HaShmuel, Merusholem Kshirim. He holds this, the begodim is too long, Merusholem is Chaka Kosher. But Mesulokim Sulem, but he learns if the beged is too short, it's Chaka Psul. Even though before we had it's kosher, he learns no, Mesulokim, if it's too short, Lamaister it's Psul. Before the Kashai Vatani will learn Mesulokim Kshirim, before the verse says no, if it's Mesulah is too short, the beged is still kosher. Kumaran says, Omar Romi Marchomo, Lakashi de Nostiro. I tell you, Kansha Silko Naidayavnes. One, the pshat is that really the beggar itself is long enough. Just when he wears his gartel, he like picked it up because of the gartel. So therefore, the beggar is still kosher. That's what the Yudamash, that's what the first verse is talking about. Khan here that the Yudamashmo says that it's possible is the Lasnayumi Koraklau, that the beggar of the klau is not long enough. If the dagger is not long enough, it's too short, that's also a psul. And Rav Amarav says, no, Echad Zev psul, and Rav Tak argues. Rashi says, Echad Zev means, Echad Merusholim, whether the dagger is too long, the Echad Mislokim, whether it's too short, Yaisi Midai, more than it's supposed to, Shloye the Yav, not because of the Yavnate, it's like a psul. So Rav argues, Rav holds that even by Merusholim, even though it's too long, that's also a psul. It's not called a beged. A beged has to be, it fits you, and not if it's too short or too long. So we have to see, even though the Chur the Braisa before said that it's Ksherim, so that will soon see. Now the Gemara says, Rav Huna Ikloyi Liargizo. Rav Huna went to the city Argizo, Romilei Barash Bezichna. So the Barash leaves the innkeeper there, asked him a question, threw him a question, and said like this. Me, Omar Shemuel Merusholem Sherim, is it true what you just said before? Some of you, Omar Shemuel Merusholem Sherim, that if the begodim are too long, still is kosher. What are Musalok and Sulim if they're too short? That Sulim, I have a Tanya, not like this. Misalok and Sherim, we learned the price before, they said both of them is kosher. Whether it's too long or whether it's too short, they said before clearly, but Tanya and Misalokim, if they're too short, it's still Sherim. Chuzakash and Shmuel, how could Shmuel argue on the Tana? Or Malays, he said back to him, Bar Minay, forget about this question. Tehidi Shni, Rami Bachoma. So Rami Bachoma already answered this question. Rami Bachoma said there's a chilik between Mesulokim. That one Mesulok, where is it kosher, where it was picked up because of the gartel, but really the Begad is long enough. So therefore the Begad Machmas Atzma is fit, therefore it's kosher. And here that Shmuel said, Mesulokim is psulim, that wears lemaisa, there's not enough clothing on the beggar itself is not long enough. There Shmuel that old, that's a chsar and that's a psul. So the kitzon Shmuel, it's true we have an answer. El or rather, if you want to ask the question should be the Rav Kasha. Kurt should be Kasha and Rav. How could Rav say both are psulim, whether it's too long or whether it's too short? I, the Braisa before said, that if it's too long, it's kosher. Rashi says, Merushalom, it's a kasha, I'm sure we'll have any answer for. First, the Braisa says, if it's too long, it's kosher. And how could Rav come and say that it's possible? So our answer is, V'chit Tema, maybe you want to answer here also and say, V'chit Tema, maybe you're going to say, my Merushalom. You know what it means to say, where it's too long, Mesulokim Ma'idei Avnit. In other words, where does the first Tana say, that if the begodim are too long, still it's kosher. It means that after it's too long, but now you pick it up with a gartel. You have a gartel around you, and that picks up the begit. Like Rashi says, the chitena maim rishalom the mach shetana goin she silka and adle midosai, that you picked it up to the right size. Ayde avnet because of the gartel. Okomach shalei tana. Now the tana says it's kosher. And Rashi says, what's the Chiddush? Why? Tikasav, we hold now, Avnet Megiz Gaius, like the garth, like cuts off the extra portion of the Begit Kalim, Rashi says, called Shiluk Shar, the Avnet. Anytime you pick it up, because of the garthol, like your belt around it, is what picks up the Begit, heavy like a choytech, it's like you're cutting off that extra material. The noitel hayeter shabem machshiroi. You're like taking off the extra material, and that makes it kosher. So that's why Mirusholim is kosher. When was the first time to say that Mirusholim is kosher, meaning where it was picked up because of the garth or the belt, and that's sort of like it cuts off the extra beged, therefore it's sort of like a perfect fit? That's what Gemara says. Maybe you want to tell me, my Mirusholim means Misolokum Ebi Avnet, that it was picked up because of the garthol, and since the garthol is like cutting around it, it's sort of like it's off. The Avnet Megiz Gaiv, and the Avnet cuts it off. For the Gemara, that's the Pshat, Ela Misolokum Kasha. Instead of the Kasha, where it's Misolok, where it's too short. Like, in other words, it's Pshat of the first Braitza, when it says Mirusholim was Ksherim, meaning with Misolok, are they Avnet? If so, when the first verse says Misolokim is also kosher, how could that be? Misolokim means what? That it was too, it's too short. Now, even if you want to tell me it's Misolok, are they the garthol, that the beged itself really is long enough? Just because of the garthol, that's what made it shorter than it's supposed to. They're telling me it's far now that when the belt like cuts around the beged, it's sort of like the beged is off. So now, lamaisa, if the beged is higher up, it's Misolok, it should also be possible. The Rashi says, "Ela mislokim kashi detoni sherim ustam mislokim means gevoyim in akaka lamala miraglos. It's picked up above his feet." Well, the Rav lek lukmi, according to Rav, he can't answer the first brayso, meaning where it was picked up because of the yavnet, but really the beggar itself was long enough. Because what we're saying now, when the yavnet cuts around it, like it's still like it cuts off the beggar is not here. Gemonashach. That's why he's saying, even though the beggar is too long. But since it's being picked up because of the garthol, it's kosher. Because of that, the fact the garthol is going around it, it's like the extra part is cut off. The same thing, if the garthol now picks it up too much, so it should also be possible. Because what's up now too much is considered like it's off, so the beggar should be possible. So according to Kasha and Rav, so my answer is, Oma Rebbe Zeiro, Rav Chodetoni. I'll tell you the way Rav learned Shan the first Braisa. The first Tan only meant to say one thing. He meant to say like this, Mirusholim shel silkon, are they avnet ksherim? That if you have the beged that by itself really it's too long, just now because of the garth or because of the belt, it's picked up, and now it's a perfect size, therefore it's ksherim. Benech nami, it's only because now it's a perfect size. But let's say it be picked up too much, that right now the beged would be above the feet. It'd be too high up, enech nami, then it'd be psulim. So coming out now, the way Rashi learned in Shana Gemara now, anytime you have a belt wrapped around something, it could be considered like it's cut off. That's what the Chumra, some want to say about wearing your tzitzis out. If you have a belt and you stick the tzitzis out through over the belt light, Shlomaisa, the belt is going around the tzitzis. So maybe it should be considered like it's cut off. So I think there's a brisk Chumra like that. That's maybe one of the reasons. The real Epipasha is not that way about it. It's only a special look here. And the big dekunov, that has to be a perfect fit. But about the tzitzis lamaisa, that's your beged, even though the tzitzis is sticking out of the belt, about the belt is not considered like the belt, cuts off the tzitzis to say the tzitzis would be possible. But enechnami, like this Shan, the Gemara now was saying now, according to Rav, that if the beged lamaisa is too long, or the beged is too short, enechnami is possible. That's what the Rama Paskins. So the Beit Sul is considered like he's not wearing a beged, and the Avoida would be possible. Omer Rebbe Yimim Midifto, Mirusholim Shaloi Silkon Tanoihi. I tell you, if the beged is too long, and you do not pick it up with a garthol, it's a machlokes tanoim. If you have an extra beged, the beged is too long, is that possible or not? I tell you, it's a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Al Arba Kanfos Kesuscho. And you put tzitzis on the four corners of your beged. So we darshan arba v'lasholosh. Only if the beged has four corners. And not if it only has three. If it only has three corners, you put it from tzitzis. Or yeni, maybe not that way. Elo let darshan arba v'lechomish. Not if you have five corners. Let's say the beggar has an extra corner to it. The beggar has five corners. Maybe that should be a psul also. Kishuay Mano, when the Pasuk says, Ashet Chasabo, you cover yourself with it. Hare Balas Chomish Om, it's like a ribui. Mashmi, even though it has more than four, even has five or six, but it has five, it's also kosher. Is so, and in Echnam, you only put four tzitzis on the four opposite corners. But even though there are five corners, you only have to put on the four. But still, this beggar is mechuyev in tzitzis. If so, homani mekayim. What do we do with the drash arba? So darshan arba v'lo shalosh. The Torah says four, meaning four, not three. You have to have at least four. But if you have more than four, that's the riba from Ashet Chasabo, that the beggar is still kosher. Now the Gemara explains the marayis. What do you see fit? The rabba is balas chomish to say that. With five corners, still you mechuyev in tzitzis. Olahoytzi bala shalosh, and to take out if you only have three corners. As far as like this, mar bani bala chomesh ayir. If you have five corners, sheyesh bechlal chomesh shavah, because that's a svara. In five is four, so therefore you might see have four corners. Therefore, still mechuyev in tzitzis. Olahoytzi ani bala shalosh, but I take out if you only have three corners, shein bechlal shalosh arba, that you do not have. Three in four, you do not have four in three. Otherwise, you do not have four corners. So you have to have at least four. If you have less than four, that's nothing. Here's the Shan one time. This is the way one time of Darshans. But in Echnami, more than four is still chayif and tzitzis, but less than four is potter. Yeah. The Tan Yiddich learned another price like this. Potter says, Al arba kan first kesuscha. You have to put it on the four corners of your beggar tzitzis. So with this price of darshan's arba v'lo sholosh, four and not three. If you only have three corners, you're potter for tzitzis. And the same thing, arba v'lo chomish, only four and not five. This price this time holds, if you have five corners to your beggar, you're potter from tzitzis. Only four and not five. Now, so shalor is, what's the machlokes? So my love, isn't it that Balkan Mislagi, this is what they argue in Balkan Mislagi. The Masova one time holds, yes sir, command the Yisadami. So if you have five, you have more than you have to. It's considered like it's there. Therefore, after a second time holds this puzzle, Torah says four, four and not five. If you have five, you have more. So yes, it's considered like it's here. And since it's considered like it's here, therefore it's no good. Mashen Kain. The first time that it says it's kosher, he holds it like it's not here. Command the lesser dummy. Rashi says, Masover. Man de porta balas chomish sovar. Lawyer, I do not say yes to command the lesser dummy, it's like it's not here. El around the command is like it is here. Floy Karin and Beibas Arba, it's not called four corners. That's why it's porta five, it's not four. But what's the straw, the one that says still Yechayiv and Tzitzis? Command the Mechayiv Srulei. Yes, there is command, the lesser dummy. It's not like, it's like it's not here. Lahai chemisha, like the fifth corner is not here. And therefore it's kosher. Consider you have four, anything more than four, we consider like it's not here. And Mel, the same sorrow would be, Rashi says, Vagani Mirushalom Nami. If the beggar is too long, but you have a Yisra begodim, it's not called like an extra beggar. The extra beggar is like off, it's like cut off, we don't look like it's here. That's what the machlokes is, if you have yes, the more than you have, do we consider like it's here, or do we consider like it's not here? That's this machlokes. If you have five corners on your beged, then how many minutes that'll be the same machlokes? If the beged is too long, is it kosher or not? So where it says loy, maybe it's not the machlokes over here. I tell you really the kuliyam everybody holds, command the yisidomi, that if you have an extra, consider it like it's here. Everybody should agree maybe by Merushalom like Rav says it's possible. If you have too long of a beged, it's like a puzzle. The extra cloth is considered like it's here. And here also, you have five corners and not four corners. So why is it kosher? Why are you chayiv in tzitzis? I'll tell you, Vishani Yochi, here it's different. The Reba Rachmon Ashet Echasabo, there's an extra Reba, the Pasuk says clearly, Ashet Echasabo, an extra Pasuk to say that you chayiv even more than four. Even with five, even though five is considered like you have five, still you chayiv in tzitzis. V'idich, what is the second time that it says, no, if you have five, it's possible. Ashet Chasabo my overlay. What does he do with the extra pasuk? Ashet Chasabo l'chorus mashmas meraba, something more than just four. So why do you say if you have five, it's possible?
Why don't you say in the pasuk shetachasta bo, it says you'll see chayiv? V'idracha shetachasta bo my overlay. What did he do with it? So my answer is me boy v'hinizer. Look at the time like we learned. The pasuk says urisim oisoi is supposed to see the tzitzis. So we darshin pratlik suslaylo. So like pajamas, clothing you wear at night time, they're potter from tzitzis. Only begotten you see by daytime, and not begotten you see at night time. Or yeni maybe not that way. Ela pratlik susuma. Maybe only means the blind person's clothing. He's potter from tzitzis, because he cannot see them. But maybe somebody else that could see, even at night time, maybe they're chayiv in tzitzis. Rashi says pratlik suslaylo means tales or asuyil achasas laylo. A beggar that's worn at night time, like pajamas, is pterim in a tzitzis. You put them in a tzitzis. So here it's Masha for Rashi that not begodim that you wear at night, but it's begodim that's a suya that's made as muchid to wear at night. In other words, pajamas. Could be even if you wear them by daytime, still you'd be potter from tzitzis. Because pajamas are made to wear at nighttime. That's the from Rashi. Talis wa suya lachasas laylo. A talis that's made to be used for nighttime. Other places Rashi is mashma like that. Other places Rashi is mashma that's a din in night and daytime. But any beggar you wear at nighttime, you potter. And any beggar you wear by daytime, you chayiv. So I call upon the question is, how do we know to say that a beggar at nighttime is potter? Maybe means a beggar of a blind person is potter. So when it says no, kishuem, when the pasuk says, asher techasabo, you cover yourself, harei ksus sumomar. That's talking about the ksus of a sumo blind person. So you have a rebuy to tell us that the begotten of a blind person is chayiv, he has to still put on tzitzis. Alright, turn over. So now the Gemara asks, Omar Rayas. Yes, Asid Chasabo, Harek Sustu Baita says, how do we know Ksusumo? Kishram, the Pasuk says, Ashet Chasabo, Harek Sustumomo. And so, Omani Mekayim, what do we do with the Pasuk? Gurisa Moisoi, Prophet Suslaila. Gurisa Moisoi means it has to be begotten that you could see by daytime and not by nighttime. So now the Gemara asks, Omar Rayas, how do you see to know to make this difference? Omar Rayas, Lerabas Ksusumo. How can you tell me a blind person's clothing, a blind person is mechuyev in tzitzis? Well, the hoyt sixus laila, but you're taking out pajamas, forgotten that you wear miyuchas for night time, that's potter. Why this and why that? So more so like this, the svar is, mar banik sasuma sheyesh nebriya etzlacherim, that a blind person's clothing, even though he himself cannot see it, but other people could see it, as long as it's daytime. By daytime, people could see the begotten, you could see the tzitzis. So even though you're blind, you cannot see, but your neighbor could see it. Therefore, you're chayiv in tzitzis. But a moitzi, I take out and say that's potter. Ksus laila, a beggar that's miyuchet for nighttime, shein abriyei tzlacherim. Other people cannot see it. That's what he does with the pasuk asher techasabo. That's what he says. Five corners, the beggar is potter. What do I do with the pasuk? It means not potter, it's potter from tzitzis. What do I do with the word asher techasabo? Come teach me that even a ksus suma is also mechuyev in tzitzis. Vidach, the other Tana that says no, Asher techasabo, come teach me that five corners is also mechuyev. So how do I know a ksus suma? Nafkalei may asher, what asher techasabo, what asher is also extra. Vidach, the other Tana, asher ladoros, he doesn't ask in the word asher, so that's not extra, that's urcha de milsa. So kitza, that's just mechuyev over here of five corners. Is mechuyev in tzitzis, but it could be everybody holds. Five is considered like you have five. Yes, sir, if you have more than you need, it's considered like it's there. And therefore, by big dekuna, if you have a longer beggar than you're supposed to, it's like a puzzle. So here's the machleika, the reason why one says yechayev in tzitzis, because he dashes the puzzle, asher techasabo, even though it has more than four corners. Not less. As long as it has more, four or more, still yechayev. Four just means to exclude, not three corners. But once you have four or more corners, then you chayiv in tzitzis. Yes, son of Rabbanim, the price to learn like this. Bad, the pasuk says bad, what does bad mean? The begotten should be made from bad. So you have a few drushes. Chidarashin, shiyil, shiyil, butz. They should be made from linen. Bad means linen, butz. Bad, what does the word bad also mean? Shiyil chadoshim, it should be new begotten. So it means the way it was when you picked it off from the flax, from the pishtun. It should be new. Bad also means shizurim. They should be twirled together. And later we'll soon see how we know it should be twirled together. Bad also means shiyuchutin kofel shisha. That each string should be like folded over 6 times. And later the Gemara asks a question, why she says just the opposite. Bad l'chur is l'chudri mashmas, mashmas by itself alone, not folded over to be 6 times. Another drasha is bad shle yulbash shel choyl imohim. Should have nothing else when you're wearing the big tekuna. Drasha is the mashmas levada yulbash, only these begotten and nothing else. Is all this is the mashmas from the word bad. Oh, malaya baya the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi says Rabbi Yosef, bishlei my understanding is good. Shiel shell boots, they should be made from flax. How do I know the word bad means flax? How kamashmulam, that the boots, not how, because that we say in the word boots. You tell me now that bad means boots. Know what it means to tell us? We tell us, shiel shell boots, how kamashmulam, the boots in, midiachrin aloi, that it should only be made out of flax and nothing else. So the more El is so bad, the national word bad means you chadoshim, that should mean new ones. You want to tell me also chadoshim means chokim loyal, it means likuva. It could only be new ones, not old ones. And now that we have before, even old ones are also kosher. So Tanya will learn, Mr. Chokim Kisherm, if you have older begotten, still the kosher. Tanya tell me bad means only flax and nothing else. So then bad should also mean only new ones and nothing else. And we don't know like that. We know it's even kosher. Old ones also. Smur says, Omalei, Ulatamech, according to your tam. You learn it out from the Mashmoy Sakro, is so, Shiyu Chutin Kofel Shisha. You want to tell me from the word Bad, it means that the threads have to be folded over 6 times. How could that be? Bad Chad Chad Chudi Mashmo. From the word Bad itself, the opposite. Smash meets one separately. Smash meets string by itself. Not folded over 6. So how could tell me all this is from the mashmoyis of the word bad itself? El rather, what's trying the bryce over here? El rather, ochi kom. This is what the bryce means to say, that begodim shnem or behen bad by the begodim of the bidekuna. When it says the word bad there, tzrichin shil shabutz, it means it has to be made from linen. Chadoshim, there should be new ones. Shizurim, there should be twirled. And also it should be threads folded over 6 times. Now out of these drushes, yesh mem le mitzvah, some of them are only lechatchil le mitzvah, supposed to be done that way, like new ones. But if you don't have new ones, still it's kosher. And yesh mem le yakev, there are some of them taka that's makev. If you don't have it, it's taka posel. Rashi says, dvar mishnem le mem bad tzrichim. Yesh mem le mitzvah, chadoshim. He also have new ones. That's only the mitzvah for the noit look nice. The lav of mashmoy sauce. It's not from the mashmoy. It's the posik itself. Now v'yesh me'em lakev some matake makev. You have to have it. Boots. It has to be linen or shizurim. It has to be twirled. V'chut and kofel shisha. It has to be folded over 6. These things have to be. If not, it's posel. Now boots. How do we know it has to be made from linen? Because the forest v'yozel. The Gemara will soon explain. It means dover oila min akarka, something that grows out of the karka, bad the bad, each one separately. Each stem grows out by itself. Shizurun, I don't know, it has to be twirled. Kiva the bad, haino but. Once I said the word bad means flax, or biyama karle shesh, usually flax is called shesh, moshezor. So therefore moshezor means twirled. So here I know that but has to be twirled. The chut and kofel shish, how do I know that? Could you mean them a second more in Yumadashins? Marlon's outfit from Sukkim over there. It has to be folded over 6 times, and these things are likuva. Now the Gemara says, Mimai the high bad kitten who told you that the word the bad means flax? Or maybe it means something else? Some Rab Yesiv Bar Chanino Dover Oyla Minakaka Bad the Bad. It means something that grows up. Each reed, each corner is separately. Each one comes up separately, separate reeds. That's the way flax grow. So when it says, if so, Amy Martin, I say, maybe Amra. Maybe it means wool. And wool also grows off the animal. Each hair grows separately by itself. So when it says, no. Amra miftzel. Amra, wool, divides in half. Like each hair, at the tip of it, like it's divided into two, it breaks in half. So that they're divided in half, it's not called one. Said the Gemara, Kitna Nami Mitzo, I flax also, the tips of the flax also get split in half. The Gemara says, I day Lakusa Mitzo. You only get split when you hit them. When you hit the flax, that splits them. Mashenka is a hair, the way it grows by itself, even without hitting it, by itself it grows into pieces of this mitzo. Therefore, when it says bad, it means it grows up separately, that means linen and not wool. Ravina says, from this pasuk here I know that it means wool, flax. It says, Pare Pishtam Yil Arosham. So clearly it should have flax on the head. Or Michnas Sain Pishtam Yomas Namas Nayim. A pasuk in Yecheskel. And La Yachko Biza. So Mashma, clearly the begotten were made from flax. So we know it mainly from the pasuk in Yecheskel that the word bad means flax. So Mar says, Omalei Ravashto, Vince Ravashi says that to Ravina. But listen, before Yechezkel came, how do we know what the pshat from the word bad is? How do we know it means flax? You can't tell me it's only Yechezkel. What do we do before this? No, the time of going to your reasoning. Rav Chizda says, we did not learn this from the Torah. But Medivri Yechezkel, Mabuz Lamad, we don't learn this out from the Seifer Yechezkel. Then what the post says in Yechezkel? Kol ben Nechar or Relay Yorabosa. Liyovala Mikdosh La Shoseini. Is any kind that doesn't have a bris milah? And then within it says an Oral Lave, even though he has a bris milah, but if his lave is not totally with HaKadosh Baruch, it's like a little bit of the curse, he cannot do the Avodah. That's called the Ben Nechar. Rashi says it means it's Nachru Maisov Machmas Orlas Liboy. It means he's a Rosh, he came into a Rosh. Such a crane cannot do the Avodah. How do we know this? So that's, I didn't know that's the word oral. And before Yechezkel came, how do we know it? El the pshat is Gemara Gemila, about us the local Moshe Sinai. So Yossi Yechezkel was Avchunu Akro. Yechezkel when he came and put it down clearly in the Pesach. But Avadi was learned, it was known this before Yechezkel from our local Moshe Sinai. So they have the same thing here also. Hochinami, Gemara Gemila, that's the Kabbalah we have, that the word the bad means flax. And therefore, Tony Yechezkel came and put it down in the Pesach. So where it says, Maila Yachru Biza, what does it mean to say you should not gird yourself in the Mokam of Biza? What does that mean? Amir Abaye means to say, La Yachru B'mokam Shemazim. You should not put the gartel around the place where you sweat a lot. So what does that mean? That the gartel should not be like under your arms and Kiratani like we learned. Kisha Yechaygrim, when they used to put the gartel around them, and Chaygrim, they did not put the gartel not below their thighs, and not on top of their elbows, and not under their arms, but that's places that they sweat. And rather, it should be around.